What's up, Videolanders? I'm your host, Brad McBoom, and with me tonight is my co-host with the most,
Seth Fisher.
And real quick, before we get started, I want to remind everyone that you can find us on adventuresinvideoland.com or on our Facebook at Adventures in Videoland. We are critics with attitude, which means we are uncensored, so please proceed with caution. Also, spoiler alert, if you don't want any potential spoilers, pause the episode and come back later. All right, Seth, did you get a chance to watch the trailer for The Acolyte?
Yes, sir.
Real quick, what's your thoughts?
So, very interesting. You know what, jumping out at me? Like, my first thought was, it reminded me a lot of House of the Dragon, but in Star Wars.
Okay.
If that makes sense. You're just seeing a lot of new characters. Everybody's got a lightsaber. Oh, some of these guys are bad guys. Some of these guys are good guys. But we really don't know much about this time in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So,
No sleeping with your sister, though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hopefully.
No. We didn't even realize
we
that.
We don't know yet.
No, we don't. But, I mean, maybe that is that's a core concept in Star Wars, so maybe they'll bring that back.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah. You never
House
know.
Of Dragon has a lot of incest. Hope they don't bring that over to The Acolyte.
There is. But anyway, it does kind of feel like, how Andor looked like an HBO show. This looks like an HBO Star Wars show.
Okay.
In my opinion, compared to, Mando or Book of Boba Fett or Ahsoka. Maybe that's because this does look like there is a lack of the volume in this. And maybe that's what it is.
Looks kind of like a 50-50, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of volume and some practical.
Yeah.
And Andor was basically shot on location.
Yes.
Which I want more of that.
Yes.
I want more of that.
I don't understand why Andor, of all projects, was the one that got to shoot on location and not Kenobi or something like that. But overall, I'm interested. I don't know if I'm excited, but I'm interested.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on the martial arts vibe to it?
Well, I mean, we've seen from Ahsoka and in, we know there's Force Fu.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Mace Windu does it in the Gendy's Clone Wars.
This looks very Matrix
martial arts. Well, look who's in it. I mean, I don't know her name, but Trinity from the...
Carrie Ann Moss. Is it weird, though, when you see something like Andor, you know, or Boba Fett, and they're not doing that. And then here, it's kind of like the slowing down, slow motion, adding martial arts and making it kind of a focal point.
Yeah. I guess the thing that I could chalk that up to is it's a different time in the galaxy.
Yeah.
You know, and these are Force users. Maybe that's just kind of how they fight. We know that Star Wars has a martial arts, Tereskazi.
Yeah, maybe so they were training in martial arts 100 years ago.
Well, maybe they
maybe.
Were. Maybe. Well, I mean, again, it's brought up in Solo.
That's what I love about 100 years.
Yeah. Well, it's 100 years before Phantom Menace.
Yeah, you can do a lot.
Yes.
You know, in that time frame, in
but
that gap.
Here's the other
Everybody
thing.
Everybody was doing Kung Fu fighting.
But here's the thing, though, too, about 100 years. That means characters we know are alive.
Yoda.
In this time. Yoda.
Ooh.
Yaddle.
You know, I didn't think about that. Do you think in eight episodes, is it eight episodes, six?
I think so, yeah.
Do you think Yoda will show up?
He's on the website.
Is he?
In characters. Yeah, he's just in the middle of
the
characters.
He's not in the trailer.
He is not, but his character profile is on the StarWars.com.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, Yoda will be there.
And Yaddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see him getting it on.
Maybe.
Baby Yoda.
Maybe. I don't know.
How old's Baby Yoda?
He's the same
50, right? Like 50?
The same age as Anakin. He was born the same year.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for me, dude, I thought the trailer was good.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I'm not not really hyped.
Yeah,
I'm
not blown
excited.
Away.
Yeah. The trailer looked good, but so did Kenobi.
Yeah.
But so did Ahsoka.
Yeah.
But so did Andor.
Yeah.
Boba Fett.
Yeah.
I liked some of those shows. Others, you know, not so much. But this looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been burnt or disappointed with a lot of Star Wars lately. And, you know, that's coming from a diehard Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
But I am rooting for this. Like, I'm always rooting for Star Wars. Like, you don't want Star Wars to suck. Have you ever heard an announcement and you're like, I want this to suck?
No.
Exactly.
I will admit that it does seem like the fandom's always fractured. So I would really like something that like the fandom could rally around.
Yes.
You know what I want? I want right after Force Awakens again. You remember that feeling right after Force Awakens
where it's pumped.
Like, Star Wars is back, baby. Like, that's what I want. Where
Even
we
the
all
people that didn't like Force Awakens,
they were still happy.
Didn't hate it.
Yep, they were still like, all right, this isn't exactly what I wanted, but... You know, this is a good jumping off point, at least.
Yeah
and give me that. That's what I want again.
Do you like the premise of the show, 100 years before Phantom Menace?
So you got a lot of wiggle room.
Yeah.
That's what I think is interesting. It's the end of the High Republic. I mean, Jedi are different. At that time, you could see it in their garb. You could see that, like, how they dress a little more regal. They have a little bit more of a look to them rather than, 100 years later when they're looking very monkish, very just browns and whites, and that's about it. Like, if you look at some of these Jedi, I mean, they've got gold on their outfits. Their lightsabers are a little more immaculate and things like that. Also, when you look at the assassin, she looks a lot, like, if you look at her armor, it actually looks a lot like Revan's armor.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's like, maybe she's a Revanite. Maybe she's a Revanist. Ooh. Yeah, like, maybe she's a follower of him.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. It's just the shapes. Okay. So, yeah, but...
And we get to spend some time, it looks like, in Coruscant.
Yes.
I love Coruscant.
Yeah, who doesn't love Coruscant? Yeah. Who wants to... I want to go... Show me some 1313. Show me that those levels of Coruscant.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of potential here. It just depends, mm-hmm. you know...
How
it all unfolds, man.
Yes, because... As K.I.D. Mundi says in episode 1, the Sith have been gone for over 1,000 years.
And that's the tricky. That's exactly. That's the sticky
point,
right?
So does that mean all these Jedi die? Does that mean maybe the Acolyte isn't of the Bane line?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just some sort of other dark Jedi, not a true Sith.
Or maybe the Jedi that finds the Acolyte, maybe the Acolyte just slaughters them. Because at the end of the trailer in the Acolyte...
Yeah,
They're all kind of like going up against something, and then you see like this gust of wind or something, a white
the ground. Yeah, the ground's all flipping. It
looks like they're getting fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe they die.
Maybe.
And there's no recording.
It's a pretty, pretty boring story, though, if all the good guys just die. And that's it.
And maybe this will lead to Darth Plagueis.
I mean, that is a thought that, like, the director has said something about that she's planning on using Star Wars Legends to a degree, and maybe not Darth Plagueis, but at least Darth Tenebris.
Yeah, yes, which is Darth Plagueis's
master. Yep.
So yeah, start there.
Yeah,
and then Darth Plagueis.
Yep.
And then if you give us some time jumps, time skips, like House of the Dragon did a 10-year time jump in season 1, right?
Well, we know, too, this show does have a time skip.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, because if you look, I'm sorry, I don't know, the Jedi trainer, he's younger, and then he's older at the end of the trailer.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's something else I didn't notice.
Yeah.
So, I hope there is a large time jump, especially... In season 2, if we get one.
Yeah.
Because then you can, if you keep on doing those time jumps,
100
years, you could eventually get to a young Palpatine.
Oh, definitely.
And that would be cool.
Yes.
That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about the cast? Did you like the cast? In the trailer, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get to see a lot of them, or, like, them do a lot of things. That's what kind of gave me House of the Dragon-like vibes, where it's like, you know, you're just getting shots of everybody's face or whatever, doing stuff. But, I mean, the... Carrie Ann Moss kind of gets to do everything, and then
she looks good though.
She does. She fits.
She's one of those people that I would never have thought of casting for Star Wars.
Yeah,
and I think she has a good look to her for Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
Daphne Keene.
Yes.
From Logan.
Yeah, and I like that they made her an alien, at least. I would have wished that she was more of a traditional alien rather than just something new, because I hate that about Disney Star Wars, where they're just like, let's just make a new one. No, come on, let's use some of those OG Star Wars.
I like Daphne Keene quite a bit from Logan. I thought she killed it as X-23.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm being honest, I don't love her design in this. So we'll see. Yeah. I'm kind of curious to see what she has outside of Logan.
And I really hope, too, that she gets to do something else other than Logan, because the director also commented saying that, like, I cast her because I really wanted to see X-23 in a Star Wars movie. And I'm like, so she's just going to do the X-23 thing? Like, she's more than that, I hope. Yeah.
And same thing about Lee Jung-jae from Squid Game. She's like, I like Squid Game.
Yeah.
So... I'm going to cast, Lee Jung-jae.
He's the trainer,
He's the Asian guy.
Yes, exactly.
And I'll be honest with you, dude. I could watch him teaching Padawans all day. There's that one shot of, in the trailer where he's talking to Padawans.
Yeah.
Dude, give me 8 episodes of him imparting wisdom.
I mean, that's the first lesson Obi-Wan teaches Luke.
What does he say in the trailer? Like, what do you see?
Yeah, exactly. He's talking about your eyes can deceive you. What do you see? And it's like this. Also the same thing that Luke does to Rey, where, reach out with your feelings. What do you feel?
He looks cool, doesn't he?
He does.
So if she's basing it just off Squid Game, well, good for her. But it worked for me in that trailer. I'm like, dude, this guy looks solid.
Yeah.
And I could watch that all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I like what I'm seeing there.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much the bulk of your main cast, right?
Yeah.
So high praise for the casting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm worried about, though?
Uh-oh.
What I'm worried about is the showrunner, Leslie Headland. She is one of those people that is very opinionated. Yeah, let's use that word. Yeah. Opinionated.
Yeah.
And she says some very political, very charged, very hot topic things, which we won't get into tonight.
Yeah.
But man, I just want Star Wars to be good.
Yeah.
Without all the baggage, don't you? Like, why do we have to have baggage?
Yeah.
With the Acolyte, and it's not even fucking out yet, man. Like, yeah. I'm just getting so sick of this.
I agree.
What's your thoughts on that?
No, man? I agree. I don't understand why. It's really odd. Why do people feel like they need to put their own spin on Star Wars? I feel like that there isn't really ever anything else that does that. You know, Star Wars is kind of like one of those, like, timeless stories. I mean, like, George kind of just told a tale about people. It's about self-sacrifice. It's about loving thy neighbor. I mean, these are like core concepts. And I just feel like that...
Now it's reinforced with agenda.
It's just weird because, I mean, like, I feel like that there is no agenda behind that. I feel like that is just, you know, goodwill towards men.
Yeah, now it is, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, Star Wars is built on that. And it's like, why don't you keep building on that rather than, like, who are you to say that, like, no, that's garbage. We don't like what George Lucas did with the prequels and things like that. We're doing our own thing.
Yeah.
We're forging our own path. And I'm just like, who are you to say that?
I think that's kind of the problem with Star Wars. Like, can we just make Star Wars Star Wars and not about our own personal beliefs?
It's true. Well, and also putting yourself into it.
Yeah, and sure, there's always going to be a part of your personal belief system that makes it into your movie.
Yeah.
Just how it goes. But I feel like there's some people that just want to put their beliefs on the front line. Like when they're directing it, they're wearing it on their sleeve. And they're like, look at me, not at Star Wars.
Yep.
You know, look at me. And then they use Star Wars as their microphone.
Yeah.
I just want good Star Wars, man. I want to get back to the basics. And it's just so unfortunate. Doesn't mean this is going to be a bad show, but it's just unfortunate that this is where we're at right now.
It seems like we're talking a lot about that and not a lot about the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's just odd that that's the direction we've decided to take it.
Yeah. Have you seen the numbers on the official Acolyte trailer? Likes compared to dislikes?
Yes.
More than 500,000 dislikes.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad trailer.
No.
Like, I don't buy you coming up to me and saying, Brad, that looks stupid. Yeah. It looks as good as any of the, you know, other trailers that have released it.
Yeah.
They release good trailers.
Yeah.
Don't know if the final product will be good, but it's a good trailer.
Yeah.
There's more dislikes than likes because of the showrunner.
Yeah.
Man.
Come on, Bob. What are we going to do?
If you were Disney, wouldn't you just get somebody that isn't going to be controversial?
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, though, too, do you want, like, a Peyton Reed, though? Like what you've said, where it's just, like, some
I think that's another problem.
Who's a safe bet.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes there you has go to too be... safe.
Yes, exactly.
You know? And can we just get that middle ground?
Exactly.
Can we not go with, you know, vanilla Peyton?
Yeah. I gotcha.
Can we not go with controversial... you know, Leslie here, just give me someone who's going to just, you know, one is a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And that is creative. Like, Star Wars needs a creative director, man. I'd love to see what Edgar Wright would do with Star Wars.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, this show could be great, but some people won't even give it a chance because of Leslie Headland.
Well, I mean, that's Star Wars, unfortunately, now.
Yeah.
Where people just are already, they've written it off before it's even come out.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right, let's talk about how much the show cost. Disney is spending some dough on this one, Seth.
Yeah.
Did you read the Forbes article I sent you?
Mm-hmm.
So to our listeners, the Forbes article that I sent Seth is titled, Disney spends $49 million on Star Wars spinoff, The Acolyte. Now, that's $49 million just for pre-production.
Yeah.
So the article is a little bit misleading. By the way, to put that into perspective, Seth, that's more than half of Kenobi's total budget of $90 million.
In just pre-production. It's insane.
Isn't that insane,
well,
dude?
Well, because what you think about, too, is like Kenobi's total budget. Well, that's tying in Hayden. That's tying in Ewan. Like, that, like their salaries were in there, too.
And $90 million.
It's like, what are you doing? Like, it just pre-production. I mean, this thing better look beautiful.
Doesn't it seem like to you, if you're going to spend money on something, on anything, you put that money in Kenobi?
You know, I've been asking myself that for a long time, Brad.
How is Kenobi not your most expensive show?
Yeah, well, I mean, I mean, I said earlier, why was Andor the one where they shot all on location? Yeah. Why wouldn't you shoot Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan, yeah.
Why wouldn't you shoot Obi-Wan on location? Nah, we'll use the volume.
You bring the best of everybody to make that show perfect.
Yeah. You're basically making episode 3.5.
Yeah. It's weird to me. You're going to give that 90.
Yeah.
But you're going to, you know, give these other shows crazy budgets.
Yeah.
It's anyway, odd. Yeah. Check out these numbers. Kenobi, 90 million. That was the entire budget. Ahsoka, 100 million. Boba Fett, 105 million.
Boba Fett cost more than Ahsoka?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. The total cost for all three seasons of The Mandalorian, $360 million. Now, that's about what?
It's 120? About 100. Yeah, it's about 100. No, it'd be 360, 110.
360, 3, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, some
20, 40, 60, 3, yeah so 120 per season. Skeleton Crew, that should release hopefully later this year, maybe.
October, November, supposedly, yeah.
130 million.
Okay.
So that's more than the Mandalorian episodes.
Yeah.
And Andor, huge price tag, but 12 episodes. Some of those
were longer.
Longer episodes.
Yeah.
They were shot on location.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't use much volume. Big deal, though, was COVID issues. Yeah. A lot of COVID issues. So it's the highest at $250 million for 12 episodes. All right. Do you know how much The Acolyte cost? It's the second highest behind Andor.
What, $220 million?
So this is a rumored budget, yeah. But it makes sense when you look at tax breaks and how much you have to spend to get certain tax breaks, blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah. Mass there. People have already figured it out.
Yeah.
And it makes sense when you look at how each one has kind of gone up. Skeleton Crew is 130.
Yeah.
This is 170 million.
Oh, okay. So almost.
Yeah, that's a lot of cash, man. That's the second highest.
Yeah.
Next to Andor.
Yeah. And it's crazy too that, you know, you look at what's your money machine? Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
And he's still...
It should be Kenobi.
Yeah, it should be Kenobi, but here you are just still sitting at 130 million with those.
Yeah.
So let's hope The Acolyte has something special.
Yeah, so 120 million for each episode, each season of Mandalorian. You're right, and that's the money. That's the moneymaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're doing 170 here, so they are pushing this. They want this to be huge.
Yeah.
All I can say is that the next two shows, Acolyte and Skeleton Crew,
yeah,
they should look beautiful. I mean, that's...
Let's hope.
Yeah, the most expensive Star Wars shows to date, so they should look legit. But yeah, you're right. It's kind of crazy when you think about it's getting, you know, 40 million, 30 mm-hmm. million more than Mando.
Yeah.
You know, 70, 80 million more than Kenobi. Pretty crazy.
It is.
So at least we can look
forward...
Going
to catering?
Yeah, exactly. So at least we can look forward to an expensive looking show.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to share that because... Again, Disney is spending that dough. They have big plans for this show. I think they have big plans for this era. We know that, man, they're selling the shit out of High Republic comics. You can't even go to the comic book store, can you, Seth, without seeing...
I mean, there's three or four titles.
Yeah, for High Republic.
Yeah.
And that's close to this era. You know,
yeah,
within
well, it's
that.
The very tail end of it. Yeah.
So High Republic is kind of Disney's brainchild.
Yeah.
They started High Republic as... Dude, me, you know me, I want to go to... Old Republic.
Yeah.
But they're really pushing this middle ground here.
Yeah.
It's a Disney thing, so you know they're gonna pump the money into this Acolyte because mm-hmm. that's their area.
It's their baby.
Yeah, they're carving that out for themselves. So when you look back in 50 years from now, you know, like it or not, this was their baby.
Yeah.
Okay. And not only are they spending money on Acolyte though, surrounding it with a great cast, all the Star Wars bells and whistles, but they also might have paid for an interesting cameo. Maybe. Now, I know you already know who this is because I sent you that Forbes article.
Yeah.
Possible spoilers here, guys, for our listeners. The Forbes article mentions who, Seth?
John Wick.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Keanu Reeves. John Wick himself will be in The Acolyte as a small cameo. Now, that's what Forbes is saying.
Yeah.
Now... They don't say who their source is.
Yeah.
You know, really doesn't matter. In a few months, you know, we'll find out if the rumors are true.
Yeah.
Some people want him to play Darth Revan from the Knights of Old Republic games.
Yeah.
And then some people want him to play just kind of a new character.
Yeah.
Put his spin on, you know, a new character out there in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
So, Seth, what's your thoughts on Keanu Reeves joining Star Wars? Does he fit the brand? And let's start with the rumor of him playing Revan. Yes or no?
Okay, how about this? Caveat. Okay. Because the whole thing with him playing Revan and the time period we're in, it has to be on a holocron. Revan's dead. Revan's long, long dead.
Yeah.
Like, dead, dead. So, I guess I'm fine with him being a holo recording. I'm fine with that. But, like, what? Are you really going to flashback to Revan? That's weird.
Yeah, because if you flashback to Revan... Because, so, say they use him as a holocron.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just run
with
that.
Yeah, he's a projection from a holocron.
He's too big of a name, and if you put him out there as a cameo, you know, that means they have plans for him later, and then we're going to get a prequel to The Acolyte.
Which...
Maybe Old Republic era, which is...
How do you even do that? Because that's like thousands of years before this.
Yeah, and holocrons, though, have gone on for
That's eons. What I'm saying, though, if you, like... If you're like, all right, we're going to tell a flashback, how could something 1,000 years ago, or like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, really pertain to things like hundreds and hundreds of years later? Like, that'd have to be some really like...
I think that's easy. Like, even in Darth Bane, he finds an old holocron that I think he was looking for it, but it gives him some kind of information. I forget. It's been a while
since that's how he develops the rule of two, just listening to it.
Is that how it was?
That's all he does, is he just uses Revan's holocron.
They could find some ancient thing that really just is a piece of the Old Republic, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
But what I'm worried about isn't necessarily that beat. What I'm worried about is if they do tie themselves to Keanu Reeves and we do get Old Republic, I do want Old Republic, but if you go and you use Keanu Reeves, you know they're going to get into de-aging at that point, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want spring chicken. Yeah, I don't want
de-aging.
I'm sick of de-aging, man. Yeah. Like, did you like the opening of Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny?
Sometimes.
Sometimes,
sometimes it looked awesome, and then other times it did not.
No, it takes me out.
Yeah.
Rogue One, when you have Tarkin.
Yeah.
I know that wasn't de-aging, that was a different thing.
Yeah, that's just,
CGI or whatever.
It was the deep-faking, essentially. It was deep-faking before deep-faking.
And then Leia. I tell you what, like, I really like Rogue One, but I really have to just put my hands over my face. It really hurts it for me personally.
Really?
Yeah, it really does.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Tarkin, especially in Leia, it's so jarring to me, just because I know that's not them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Tarkin, they should have just left him the reflection.
Oh, dude, like, I don't know why you wouldn't have Tarkin as
a holo projection.
Projection. Like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. Why are you going to spend $10 million to do this CGI image of Tarkin, just have him on a hologram, man? It blows my mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want them to de-age Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
But I will say, he does look like Revan from the Knights of Old Republic MMO.
The Old Republic.
That's the Old Republic MMO.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sent you some pictures of what people have been fan casting Keanu Reeves for years.
Yeah.
And he does look the part, and he still looks the part.
Yeah.
But Keanu's almost 60 years old, man. I don't want Revan's character arc to start at 60.
Yeah, because what's he been doing all this time?
Especially if we get a trilogy.
Yeah.
If we get a trilogy, a movie every 2 to 3 years, how old's Keanu Reeves?
60.
How old's he going to be?
70.
Yeah, he looks great now.
Yeah.
But what's he going to look like at 70? Yeah. Probably still good. And Keanu Reeves looks good.
And I feel like the diehard fans want him to leave the helmet on. But when you cast Keanu Reeves, you're going to want to see his face.
Yeah.
So you run into that too, where it's like kind of like a Pedro Pascal problem. Where it's like, all right, you cast someone really famous, well, he's got to be taking his helmet off all the time. Revan shouldn't be taking his helmet off all the time.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
And in the MMO?
Yeah.
Those images? He looks...
He looks enough like him.
He looks like him, for sure. Yeah. But I would say he's fresh-faced.
Yeah.
He looks 30 or 40.
Yeah, he's in his 30s and 40s, yeah.
Yeah, so I get why people are fan-casting, don't you? Like, I get it.
That game's old. So that when they've been fan casting, it's just that now finally something's caught up that he could actually be him in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. It's like Rosario in Rebels. Like when, because the grown-up Ahsoka looked like Rosario Dawson from Rebels, and then she was fan cast forever, and then it stuck. It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. She happened to be close to the age that Ahsoka would be.
I just don't know if he could... I am curious. morbidly curious if he could pull it off, right? Yeah. But his looks doesn't bother me.
Yeah, is the acting.
It's his delivery.
So, this is some sort of holocron?
He has a very strong flavor.
He does.
And
can he turn that off?
Yeah, I don't know if his flavor lends itself to Star Wars.
Yeah.
I love Keanu. Keanu is very Keanu.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But does it fit the Star Wars brand?
What's wrong, Keanu? What's wrong, Revan? I'm thinking I'm back.
Yeah. Are you a Sith?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm a Sith.
Check out this Force Lightning.
Whoa. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, a Point Break Sith, a Bill and Ted Sith. You know, like he has a flavor.
Yeah.
And that flavor, I don't think, I'm so curious to what that would feel like and be like in Star Wars. What do you think about a different character, though? Like a new?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah, if he's like someone's
age
master,
doesn't matter then, right?
Exactly, because you're doing your own thing.
He could be the Christopher Lee Count Dooku, you know, of the Acolyte.
Exactly.
So I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah, especially if he plays the role very John Wick-esque, very calm. Because John Wick is kind of a calm, very reserved, you know. I think he would make an interesting villain. Would you do villain or hero? He always plays the good guy.
Yeah. I think it'd be kind of cool to be a dark hero. I mean, like, you could even take the Revan idea where he's like an imprisoned hero. And then he gets released, and what if he's crazy?
Oh, no, that's...
From those years of being imprisoned or whatever, something along those lines.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what happens in the Old Republic, is that when you're in the MMO, you free Revan, and because he's been sealed up this whole time by the Emperor.
Yeah, because you and I were talking about that off a cast. I played the living shit out of Knights Old Republic.
KOTOR,
KOTOR. It's been 20 years now, so I don't remember a lot of it. I remember... You know, bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Played the hell out of it, though.
Yeah.
And part two. Two wasn't as good as one, I don't think. But anyway. Yeah. I remember Revan always being in the mask.
Yeah.
And then you and I were talking. It's like, yeah, he was always in that mask.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when people were fan casting this and, you know, I saw a bunch of images, I'm like, where the fuck is that from? Yeah. I never did play that MMO.
Yeah, the Old Republic. Yeah. He's sealed up.
But his character in Old Republic... played both sides, right?
You mean in Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes. Well, depending on how you wanted to play the story.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing, is like, you are Revan.
Yeah.
I am Revan.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years since I played that
game. Yes, because you could play it where, you know, you could have two lightsabers, or one lightsaber, or a double-blade lightsaber. Or you could be evil, or you could be good, or you could be in the middle. Like, yeah, that it just... just all depends on how you wanted to tell the story. But that's the big shocker in the first game is... You've been looking for Darth Revan this whole time, and it turns out you are Darth Revan.
Yeah, and I would like to see him, again, more in the mask than without it. Because that's, dude, they're doing two seasons right now. They just finished the second season of Halo.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker cannot keep his mask on. He can't keep his pants on. Yeah. It's just like, dude.
Yeah.
You know, at least Mandalorian sticks to their guns.
It's true.
You know, at this point, if they let him take off his helmet, I think he's earned it, because we're going into season four in a movie.
Yeah.
You know, then you can have a conversation about your code and why you're taking off your mask. But I think Pedro at this point has earned the right to take it off. But someone like Master Chief and Revan, like if whoever plays Revan, I want to see the mask on for a while, you know? And I have a feeling if they cast someone like Keanu...
I feel like that they would put the mask on at the end. Like, he wouldn't wear it forever, and then
he'd always have it in his hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they want to give you that FaceTime.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But he does have a face, especially if you go a new character, though, right? That I think... You know, I can see Keanu Reeves in Jedi robes and with a lightsaber.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But then he opens his mouth.
Like 47 Ronin. Yeah.
And he's Keanu.
Yeah.
Yeah. 47 Ronin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a movie that sucks.
That's a movie.
That's a movie that fucking sucks. But you know this about me. If I was rich enough to do whatever I wanted, I would hire Chaz Stahelski, John Wick director, right?
Yeah.
To remake 47 Ronin.
Yeah.
Be so badass, okay?
Yeah.
The movie that's in my head.
Yeah.
With Chad Stahelski directing, starring Keanu Reeves, badass. As it stands, that movie fucking blows, okay?
I gotcha.
But when I think about 47 Ronin, there's a part of me that wants Keanu, because Keanu, guys, if you haven't seen 47 Ronin, he's in that.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that wants to see him get his good 47 Ronin in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
And he's trained in swords. He loves Japanese culture. So there's a part of me that really, really wants to see Keanu in a galaxy far, far away, because I think he would really be into it.
Yeah.
But it comes back to that flavor, doesn't it?
Yeah. Can he really shed the Keanu-ness?
Yeah. I don't think he can.
I don't think he's got it in him.
Do you want a Knights Old Republic? Because that's where it would go.
Yeah.
If he does. He would sell your movie.
Yeah. I mean, not particularly. I mean, there's only, like, been one part of Knights of the Old Republic that I find, like, really, really intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that moment where, at the beginning, this is right before Revan becomes Revan, or whatever, that, you arrive on your ship, Revan arrives, it's the Republic is fighting against the Mandalorians, and then Revan gets there, and he just goes, Mandalore, I challenge you to one-on-one combat. And then they fight in one-on-one combat.
Okay.
And it's just like, and he executes Mandalore in front of everybody. And then he takes Mandalore's mask, which kind of like, kind of the Darksaber, basically.
Yeah,
that he casts it out or gets rid of it. So then the Mandalorians just have to disband.
So, dude.
Like, dude, make that into a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so, that could be a movie. Like, that idea of just, like, single combat in Star Wars. We've never really... You know what I mean? That, like, yeah.
If I was Kathleen Kennedy, dude, I would greenlight everything.
Yeah.
Knights of the Republic, but they're so concentrated on this High Republic that I think they're leaving Old Republic in the dust, because you have that, you have the Darksaber, you have
They've lifted Darth Bane's ideas. Yeah.
Because, dude, the Darth Bane trilogy...
Yes.
You know, is so good. I think there's a cash cow right here that needs to be milked. And I don't want to be that guy, because everyone says Darth Bane is like one of the best books, but it really is.
It is great.
It's a fantastic book, especially that first one.
The
second and third one,
they're okay.
A little bit long-winded, but that first book
is great.
Whew.
Yes.
So good. And when I think about Darth Bane and the Old Republic would be Star Wars' Game of Thrones, man.
It could be,
And so it's really frustrating that they haven't
I assume that they have to probably give some sort of royalties or something like that. That's why they're so, like, hell-bent on doing their own thing.
I don't know.
I feel like it has to.
I think they own it all.
I don't know, man. Like, that's the whole thing that it's, like, it's weird. I went to Comic-Con 2 weeks ago, and, it was, like, I got to talk to Timothy Zahn for, like, a hot second, and we talked
to... The creator of Thrawn.
Yeah, the creator of Thrawn. It's weird, like, the rules that he has to follow, because I asked him about an anime.
Did you get
like,
an autograph, by the way?
I didn't. My buddy did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But we asked him about this, like, hey, have you seen this, like, someone made the Heir of the Empire, but they made it like an anime. And he's like, don't show it to me. I can't see it. And we're like, why? He's like, I'm still under contract. If I see something and it somehow gets into something I make, like, that person could potentially...
Yeah.
There's all kinds of weird rules.
Yeah,
I wonder if
he's hired by Disney, though.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
But I'm just saying that, like... I feel like that there's weird rules that we don't even know about with, like, the purchasing of Star Wars. Like, I feel like that they must have to give George some sort of, like, royalty still, somehow. That's why they're making new creatures all the time. They're not using his old creatures. I know that's true with the action figures, too. That they have to, that, like, old designs and stuff like that. I know that he gets a kickback still, even with the toys. So
I don't think so, but that's above my pay grade.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's just something I speculate, because it's just weird. Like, why do they keep just making new stuff? Because
I think they want to put their, you know, they want to carve out their history.
I guess
so. Their Star Wars history, and they're so in love with this area that they've, you know, carved out for themselves.
I mean,
the High Republic.
And for everybody at home.
And the High Republic. They're doing a Rey sequel, which...
They are.
I'm cool with that if they do it right and they actually put time, you know, into the screenplay and they make a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
But the reason that they're doing it is because that's their thing, man. It's their sequel trilogy. They're going to keep on running with it. I think it's a bad business decision.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of people will go see it, but...
And everybody at home, read the High Republic books if you're interested, because they are really neat. Like, I've only ever read the comics and they're kind of like the cliff notes of the books, but, like, the books are neat and have a lot of really interesting concepts in them. So, yeah. Yeah, like, no, I'm not bashing the High Republic.
Yeah, I'm fascinated with the High Republic. And this is going to be connected to that, the Acolytes. So we'll see what they do with it.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of potential with it.
Yeah, even this thing that they've put a lot of love into, it is very neat.
And it could be super cool. It could rival Old Republic in 5 years from now.
Yeah.
I just want to go to the Old Republic because I know of all the lore and mythology from Darksaber to Darth Bane to... You know, to
Darth Malak, Darth Sion, exactly.
Yes.
Darth Krea,
thousands of Jedi versus thousands of Sith. Like we've never seen that on screen.
Yeah,
so it's just like, man, go over there. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're gonna show people that for the first time, I think a great vehicle to get there is Keanu Reeves, right?
Yeah, I mean, he'll put butts in seats.
He will,
maybe.
Because no matter our opinion tonight on Keanu Reeves joining Star Wars, do you think the fan base would want this?
I mean, people have been fan casting him forever.
No?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
your average Joe, general audience.
I think they'd be into it.
If he shows up and he's not a hologram, and he shows up and he just slaughters the Jedi.
Yeah.
I think fans would lose their fucking mind.
Yeah. And I think, too, that like... He'd also be kind of the biggest name that's ever really hit Star Wars.
Like he'd be the biggest name, right?
Yeah, in like a very, very long time. Because like Star Wars really tries to cast like the no-name. And this would actually be...
And that's what I would rather them do, right?
Oh, yeah, me too. I would 100%.
Because say what you want, not you, but guys, say what you want about the sequel trilogy. My God, that casting brings me back to watching that sequel trilogy, even though there's things that I love and hate about the sequel trilogy. Oscar Isaacs, John Boyega, even, yes, Daisy Ridley, Rey Skywalker. I think she's great. They fucked over her character. She is great, though.
Do you think Adam Driver's back hurts carrying those movies?
Oh, yeah, no, Adam Driver.
I know.
Is so good.
I know, yeah.
And so I like it when they go with a no-name cast for their movie. So Keanu Reeves is huge, the biggest name since probably Samuel Jackson, right? Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. And even, like, if you're going time-wise, Keanu's way bigger now than what Sam Jackson was back in 1999.
Yeah, you and I were talking about that.
Yeah.
The biggest thing he was in leading up to Phantom Menace was Jurassic Park.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction. And that was independent for him at the time.
Yeah,
and Jurassic Park, he's just the guy that says, hold on to your butts.
Yeah, but everybody knew that. You know what I mean? Yeah,
Negotiator.
But he hadn't made, you know, Deep Blue Sea, Snakes on a Plane. Like the,
like the
Samuel Jackson movies.
He had some big ones out there. Yeah. But yeah, he, after post-99, early 2000s is when Samuel Jackson was like blockbuster.
Yep.
Samuel Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Phantom Menace, Marvel, you know, so.
I mean, 2008, you know, 3 years after Revenge of the Sith, that's when he's Nick Fury and things really got cooking.
And then he's in every movie every year.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, Keanu Reeves would be the biggest name and most popular actor in Star Wars history to ever be cast in a role, I think, right?
Yeah, definitely.
At the time, like, because last year we did get Jack Black and Mandalorian.
Yeah.
We got Lizzo.
Yeah. This is kind of a throwaway.
We got Christopher Lloyd.
Yes.
But yeah, Keanu Reeves, especially in his John Wick fame right now, is so huge the moment to be joining Star Wars.
And I mean, Keanu's done The Matrix. I mean, arguably one of the most important movies ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, then being Mr. Wick.
Yes.
You know, he's on a whole nother level now. Point Break and Speed. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's huge, you know. Yeah. And then you look at...
Constantine.
Yeah. No, he's a megastar. He would be huge.
Yeah.
And I think the fan base would lose their minds. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, I posted a poll. Let's look at it now because I just posted this like an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we're going to have too many people on here or not. I posted it on Videoland. And I just asked people if Keanu should be in Star Wars. And they said... Yeah, so not too many people. I just posted this right before we recorded. 26, yes. 17, no.
Oh, it's still pretty...
Do you think he would split the fan base?
It's pretty close. I mean, we're kind of split on it.
Yeah, we're split on it.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Where
I'm not sold.
I
say no to Revan.
And I could... I wouldn't be heartbroken if he wasn't in it. I would not be heartbroken if Forbes was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say no to Revan.
Uh-huh.
I would be interested to see him playing a new character made up for Acolyte or Old Republic.
Question. What if they did Revan cameo, but it just is a cameo?
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, that, like, they never go back and do...
I just don't buy stories. They don't do anything with that.
You just bring Keanu Reeves in for a second.
You bring him as a cameo, you have him for a movie somewhere down the line, yeah. I would imagine. Yeah. You know, he's just too big not to.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't want to.
I wonder how much that cameo cost, if it's true.
Yeah. Did it cost
$20 million?
I was going to say, did it cost more than the pre-production?
Yeah, no shit, right? Yeah. Yeah, I'm very interested to see if this comes true because, Keanu Reeves is just a huge name. And does that break Star Wars in some weird way?
I feel like it's one of those kind of cardinal rules. You should cast no names. Does the title make the man or does the man make the title?
Exactly. No, for sure.
Yeah.
Star Wars, but at this point... Star Wars actually might need Keanu.
Yeah, maybe.
And then, so
does Keanu, the Acolyte need Keanu?
So Keanu brings it back, Star Wars back to popular status, and then we can go back to casting no names.
Gotcha.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know what I think about this, man. Like, I do think that Keanu Reeves could do it, but it has to be a perfect role.
Yep.
And they have to rein him in.
Yep.
He needs a good director.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway... Right now, this is just a rumor.
Yeah.
But it's crazy to think that Keanu Reeves could be in Star Wars this year.
Yeah.
Very interesting rumor.
Yeah.
All right. I think that does it for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Closing thoughts? Anything else you want to add?
Again, I think I think Forbes is wrong.
I think so, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
kind of that's a good place to end on.
Yeah.
Forbes is wrong.
I hope Forbes is wrong, and I hope that if he does wind up in it, I hope he's no one famous. I hope he's just kind of a new character. A new character.
Yep.
I think that is the wise thing to do.
Yeah, I'll just end by saying that I think Forbes is wrong as well.
Yeah.
I hope The Acolyte is good. The trailer looks good. I like the premise. I like the cast. Fingers crossed. We have good Star Wars coming in. When is it? June?
Yes.
June or July?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So, all right, man, let's shut this mother down. Seth, mm-hmm. Where can Videoland find you?
You can find me on Instagram. You can also find me on X at LairdGeek, LairdGeek.
You can find me on AdventuresInVideoland.com. I'm on Instagram, but the conversation always begins and ends on
Facebook.
You've been listening to Criticism in its finest hour. Until next time, my good people.
The Force will be with you always.
Whoa.